sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
The Earful.
Fucking love it.
I really like that.
And here we are.
We're here, man.
Here we are doing The Earful, Volume 2.
And it's a wonderful thing, Ty.
I'm really glad I get to be a part of it.
And I'm glad.
I'm so happy that you pulled the trigger, you lit the fire, and here we are.
Thank you. And honestly, this was the grand scheme of things, you know that. I mean, I knew we were going to do this, but we were going to do this together because we love music.
Yes.
It's just what we do. It's what we talk about. It's kind of part of the backbone of Ono Radio Show.
For those of you that don't know, me and Tom, we've been friends for quite a long time. We go back, we work together, we've been friends, but always in that entire time that we've been friends, a good almost decade?
Almost. Somewhere almost. We're probably shy a decade,
just
but it's
barely.
Damn close, man.
And I can't say, I have maybe one other person in Orlando that I bounce that much awesome music off of and also receive that much awesome music from. Like, Tom, I love your taste, and I'm glad we get to finally do
this. And I love your taste, and I think together, and with what we do with Ono Radio Show, I think we're like sharing music constantly, which
absolutely.
Is really good. And
you know, the other boys, they're always behind.
That's what this podcast is about.
They're always behind.
They are, but we say we're like, you know, you know, the Tunes of Kloss is going to bring some nice tunes to the group. Everybody can kind of chill out.
I'm really glad you brought this in with Jamiroquai, man.
Yeah, man.
So we got to talk about Jamiroquai.
Keyboardist in essence,
Toby
I feel
Smith.
Like it's a little bit relevant, and that's
it is
kind
relevant.
Of
but he did just drop
top.
That in like a week ago. That album just came out,
and
keyboardist Toby Smith, who really helped define their sound, man. The first albums.
I can't agree more. And you know, it's sad because I think this was a nice, interesting departure. This track, you know, Cloud.
But
Net,
also,
Cloud
you
Nine
have
was a
to
good track.
You have to. I want to know if you agree with me. This album is not that Jamiroquai. It's not really the Jamiroquai of old. It's got a little EDM shine on it, and I don't know if I like it. It doesn't have the Jamiroquai funk that I expect.
I feel like, yeah, it definitely lacked in probably the funk factor.
But it's still good.
It was still pretty solid. I think it was decent.
Well produced.
Yeah,
it was
well produced. Probably, I'm not sure, maybe not the same direction as the other albums
and I don't
that they
know
produced.
I don't know if Toby Smith was really on this album. Also.
No, I want to say maybe he was kind of post this album.
I think pre this album.
Yeah. That's just too bad. But that dude was apparently super young and he did pass away, but he was a big part of their sound, that pinnacle Jamiroquai funky sound.
It's also weird to me that Jamiroquai goes like platinum everywhere else in the world but America. There's nowhere else but the U.S. where Jamiroquai...
It's
like,
the hat.
I guess
the minute he loses the hat, it's going to be a swish for Jamiroquai. Dude, let's kick off this fucking earful, man. Let's get freaky with
it. It's been kicking.
It be kicking with track number one from Ty Guy.
So... I love Dr. Dog, man. They got a place in my heart. There's something about Dr. Dog, though. You have to really put yourself apart and listen to it because their songwriting skills and their harmonies, all the stuff that they do.
It's very on point in this track especially.
They also kind of make fun of songwriting in this track. It's called La Da 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 Da. You'll only remember that part of the song that we sing. You know, I like that kind of kick about writing a song.
It rides.
But this is their brand new album that just came out this year. You put 16, but this came out this year. Just came out this year.
Oh, so it just dropped.
Yeah. And I really loved their last album, Psychedelic Swamp. It was a tasty.
I really enjoyed that album, and I thought everything off of this album was fantastic.
Yeah. Dr. Dog brings it in, man. Big fan.
I want to go to the beach. I want to go surfing. I don't know. I want to do a lot of things to this track.
Crank it.
This was just a super rando find. This was kind of one of those things where, like, I heard this track and then went down the, like, you know, discography fucking loophole. It's a lot of this kind of stuff, but this is Cold Beat Outrunning Shadows off of Into the Air, a 2015 album. Cold Beat is Hannah Lou, bassist and songwriter of the band Grass Widow, which I have no idea who that band is. I don't know if you do.
I don't either.
I don't know, man. It's very, like, it's, you can definitely feel the woman rock in there, for sure. They got the woman harmonies. But it gets hard, you know, it's harmonic, it moves, it's upbeat.
Kind of dig that it's, like, one-off punk. It's not exactly punk, but it's still got that rock and roll flavor in it.
Oh, yeah, it totally does. It rings pretty good with that flavor. But speaking of flavor.
Oh!
Speaking of flavor.
So,
I gotta be honest with you. When I saw that you had put on the brand new heavies, I was like, totally, man. Like, I got into them probably like in like late 90s.
I feel like back in the day when rap was, it's kind of heyday, early 90s, 80s, mid 80s to the early 90s. That was like, there was so much delicious good rap happening, and I was way too young to be like involved in that at the time. I was a metalhead back then.
No, I definitely dig it, man. I'm glad you conjured it up.
I've listened to some brand new heavies before, don't get me wrong, but the other thing I love about this album is it's live. They do it with a live band.
Really?
It really provides like a better cohesive performance, I think. I really like the album. Yeah,
and this is Soulflower, Heavy Rhyme Experience. That's 92, man, that album.
Yeah,
1992. But they're freaking baller, man. And you know what's funny? It's like they're probably some of the founding fathers of that London scene, too. You know what I mean?
And this song is a Far Side song, which Far Side is also on this track.
Really?
Singing with him. Dude, I also been getting into Far Side lately. Picking up on stuff I missed out on.
Oh, yeah, listen to
Shot
that.
Shot him in the ass on the dance floor.
Shot him in the ass on the dance floor. Shot him in the ass on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's some good stuff, man. And that's one of those groups where, like, you could go back and just get lost in it. They got a decent amount of albums.
I think they actually have this on YouTube, like the performance in studio of them doing this, and it's pretty
rad. Pretty badass, man. I should check that out.
Find a link for it, but, you know.
And moving on. Yeah, I don't know. This kind of came out of nowhere. I was listening to... randomly found these guys on like Pandora. I don't want to even give Pandora credit because I really don't like Pandora.
Never used it.
But yeah, man. All Them Witches, 357. This album came out this year, but they're just a straight up like rock band from Nashville.
Nashville rock. Sounds kind of swampy, actually.
I'm feeling that swampy vibe.
Kind of like stoner blues. I like it.
That's perfect. It's exactly like that. But it's this is you know, you pretty much know what you're getting. It's a lot of this.
So this was random fun. Didn't have any backlog with them. No.
It was just totally random. Yeah. I kind of fell upon them, and I was like, yeah, all right, I'll give it a whirl.
I'll give it a whirl, man. I like it.
I really like this next one that you picked.
So do you know this track? Do you remember it?
I do remember this track.
Back in the day, track. I remember this being out in the club at fucking, it's the jam.
Mm.
And that break with the synth in it, it's gonna happen. You guys will love it. But,
I'm sorry. Gotta hear it loud.
Laid on the Pier. And this album came out in 2008. And the song is The Bears Are Coming, I think, off Fantasy Black Channel. Yeah. And so
that's a perfect description. I was looking at what it is. They said a four-piece dance punk band. I mean, they are just fucking all over the place.
Oh, that break right there.
Right there.
I love it.
That is pretty fucking nasty.
I had found something called Soft Hair that I've been jamming a lot recently that had just come out. It was one of my favorite albums of last year, Soft Hair, this self-titled album. But one of the guys that is part of Soft Hair, I don't think you have their names listed here, but he's an English
guy from Soft Hair.
And he was also in this back in the day. He's the guy singing right now.
No shit.
And he was also in a band called L.A. Priest, which it's like electronic, clubby kind of what have you. But everything this guy touches is pretty magic.
Yeah, isn't it? That's true. He's got a pretty good streak.
The song is the
joke. Yeah, you got to get on that. If you haven't checked him out, Laid on the Pier, it's definitely worth the voyage. And we can't stop, and we won't stop, and we're not gonna stop. Can't stop,
can't stop, can't stop, can't stop. We won't stop, won't stop, won't stop, won't stop. Can't stop,
can't stop, can't stop, can't stop. We won't stop, won't stop. Yeah, man, this was pretty decent. Herbs and Q-Tex, Won't Stop. Go figures, the song is named Won't Stop. Off of Breaks of Dawn, a 2002 album. I mean, they're just a straight up hip hop rap group. It's like two dudes laying down some good samples, you know? It's just kind of chill stuff like this.
Sounds sexy.
It is. It's just good background music, you know? Toss it on, let it play, let it ride. Won't stop, won't stop, won't stop, won't stop.
How do I turn it up?
Yeah, thanks Herbs and Q-Tex. And then this was a great track from Ty from an album I really enjoyed recently.
If you guys haven't been jamming the new Soul Wax, get your
asses
on it. You're
retarded and you need to be jamming it. Oh, it's so good. This track especially.
So it's been 10 years since their last album.
Wow, I didn't know that.
We've all been waiting on a beautiful Soul Wax album to come back. I can tell you they mastered this. Like, you can hear the complex. You really do, like, extreme listening with this. Turn it up and listen. It's so beautifully engineered. I love this album.
Really? It does sound awesome. I mean, they've obviously really put out a good product here. This is like, because I feel like all the tracks kind of move really nicely together, too.
They're from Belgium? I don't think I realized that. I wasn't sure where they were from.
Yeah, alternative rock electronic band from Belgium. And composed of a bunch of dudes' names I'm not going to try to pronounce. Wow, formed in 95,
bro. Yeah, their last albums are sexy, too, but the entire album from Biwi is delicious. Get on it, people.
Yeah, and that dropped, what, like a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe a month at the most. I don't know. It hasn't been out that long. But yeah.
Well, you better all get on that right now.
So X! You're battling it here. What?
Angst. Oh, I don't know why. Oh, I didn't write it twice. I thought I wrote it twice. I didn't. Yeah, Yeah, I kind of have a guilty pop punk thing that I tend to...
I kind of want to make fun of you.
I do enjoy it. I listen to pop punk. I feel like there's some good pop punk that maybe surfaces every once in a while. I'm a sucker for the kind of the guy-girl lead singer thing. These guys pull it off pretty good. They've been around since 2000. I've never heard of them. Dolly Rots. Babbling Idiot off Whiplash Splash 2017. So that just came out. I don't know really much about them to say that, yeah, they're just straight up pop punk. They're not trying to be anything but that.
It sounds sort of rad, but I still kind of want to make fun of you.
I know. Especially after our conversation where you said you had hassled all the other guys from the ONRS about their love for... no, it's not pop punk. They like straight up punk, right?
Punk's okay, man. I like punk. It's just got to be the right punk. I'm not making fun of this, really.
No. It is what it is, but it's definitely a very, like, pop punk's just like that kind of genre that you're just getting what as advertised.
Yeah, very much.
Nobody's going to break the mold. All right, shake it up, Ty. I like this track a lot.
Did you happen to listen to this?
I've never heard this dude.
All right, so Jorl Droog is this album. Or no, Jorl Droog is the artist, and the album is called Pax. And, it's kind of... What's interesting about it is he's from Brooklyn, and everybody thought this was Nas. When it came out, they thought it was a Nas, like, pseudonym.
It says he's Ukrainian-American.
Yeah, he's a Ukrainian dude that came here and just...
He's a Rusky, Rusky that can flow.
But for real, I thought it was Nas. And I remember having friends over here when I was listening to it, and they're like, man, this sounds like Nas.
That's interesting. That's an interesting comparison.
And the album is... pretty fantastic. He puts
dude can flow, man.
The music is awesome. I love it. And this, there's a couple tracks in there, man. He's got a Danny Brown track, which I see you have a Danny Brown track coming up.
Awesome. He's got Danny Brown on his album.
Yeah.
That's rad, dude. As our strange paths cross in our finding of music.
But if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Jorl Droog Pax. This album is real sick.
Nice. It's downtown. Funk 47, right?
The song is called Pax, or I mean the album is Pax.
Oh, right.
The song is Bangladesh.
Awesome. Well, get the fuck on that right now.
That's Heems.
You need to type that in your Google search bar. And I said this on the first show. I think we're trying to expose people to new music. We're trying to curate, in a sense, music that we enjoy, and we encourage everybody to, in a sense, go out and discover it on your own, and you know, whatever avenue the artist puts out there and they want you to either obtain or listen to their music, you should do that.
Support
you know, but hey, if you want to get it in other ways, that's fine, but support the musicians and go out, and I don't know whether they got a
band
camp.
Do you
want to
lay it all out there, like, in all honesty? I know you know this, but I download lots of stuff. But when I find things that I love, I support them. I buy the vinyl. I'll buy digitally.
Good way to put that. That's a super good way to put that. Because in the end, it's your support as a fan. You got to do that in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. I always like giving back to the artists.
You have to. This is Japan Droids.
That new album?
It's that new drop. This was Midnight to Morning. It's off of Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And they're Canadian rock. Straight up Canadian rock from Vancouver, British Columbia. Two dudes, Brian King and David Prowse. They've been around since 2006. I've never heard of them until, I think I got their EP or something before. And this was their, maybe a follow-up album to that.
They've played here locally a couple times.
Yeah, you hear them?
St. Matt's Tavern once, which was a crazy place to see them play. In all honesty, man, I'm not the biggest fan. Japan Droids, keep trying to get on the bandwagon, and I listen to the album.
This is definitely just another sound I like, I guess. Guilty pop punk admission. I do think that Japan Droid has some kind of like droney rock that I like in a way, but they fit that bill.
And the show was actually great. Like, it was good to go see it live, don't get me wrong. But for some reason, I haven't bitten on the bandwagon of Japan Droids yet.
Japan Droids. All right, yeah.
I support Canada.
As do I. I think the show endorses Canada and Speedometer.
Oh! And... pedometer. Mm.
So good.
That little berry, berry section.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, it was good. It was good that to see Speedometer pop up on the second volume of the Earful.
Our friend Mark Melling back in Germany, in Deutschland, our friend Mark Melling,
oh, yeah.
The artist,
he turned you on to these
turned
guys?
Me on to Speedometer.
Really? Yeah, I remember hearing about Speedometer years ago, and it was like from a friend who just was like feverishly into funk, and like he
you
found
know I
it.
Love my funk.
Yeah, and he, and it was like his. It was like for a junkie. It was like his hit. He was like, "Yeah, Speedometer,
I've got some
man."
Speedometer on vinyl, man. Yeah.
So this is new Speedometer. Yeah.
Yeah, brand new album.
African Bushfire off Downtown. Oh, look.
That's
what Downtown
that
Funk.
Is the album.
So congratulations!
There
I literally
go,
just
Tom.
Read my
it.
First on-air list typo. Everybody. Okay, but dude,
yeah.
That's so
and
I didn't realize that
great.
Yeah, I didn't realize that yeah, 1999,
it's,
that was pretty much probably when I heard of them. Was
it's
99.
Fantastic to hear funk like this that is delicious.
Like big band funk too.
Yeah, the horn section is raucous and beautiful, but it's awesome to hear this coming out
yeah.
still like now. I
it's
love
super
that
good.
This isn't from
it's
the
super.
70s.
It's super well done, and it's just like they just all their tracks ride.
Speedometer kills it. If you like that funk, you should do it.
Mm. All right, let's round this freaking mofo off. Danny Brown, who you just mentioned,
Bro the Jams.
I really dug Danny Brown's album. This is an older album by him.
So this
2013
isn't the last album.
Off
yeah.
old called Clean Up. He just had some super good samples, and his lyrics were tight.
The thoughts are cloudy in the marijuana sky, but it started raining Molly. It got me feeling sorry while I'm feeling on myself, cause I don't know this bitch name, but I'm feeling on the breast. I know it ain't right, but in this state I don't care. A whole week done went past, I ain't gone nowhere. Hotel rooms crushing pills and menus. Daughter sending me messages and daddy, I miss you. But in this condition,
this
I don't think she
Danny
need
Brown.
To see me.
All right, preach to me about Danny
I know.
Brown.
Well, is this Danny Brown right now? Right now, that's him spitting, right? In most of his stuff, he has that higher, kind of weird mid-range rap. And if you're not ready for it, it can kind of wear on your ears after a while. But I do love his rhymes. I like his style. I like his approach. But I think I also identify with Danny Brown. I think he's like a kind of sort of depressed artist that doesn't know exactly where to put his energy, and he doesn't give a fuck, and he's doing drugs and
just like putting out some sick ass beats.
Putting out some sick ass beats because you got to do that. I identify with Danny Brown. I feel like.
Well, that's good. We need to be identifying with stuff, man. You know what? I didn't really think this was gonna happen, but I feel like it's definitely time for this to happen.
Is it time?
Damn it.
Is it time?
God damn it.
Ow, ow.
All right. See, now this made it totally official.
Oh.
That's my jam.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's
nice.
Here we go. We're spinning the wheel. This is the wheel for That's My Jam. Hold on. It's going.
And.
Okay. So I guess we got to pick our favorite 1980s movie song, Ty. Ty, what are you feeling, man?
Man, I got to go with When Doves Cry, man. It's my jam. That is my jam. Purple Rain threw down, man. It's not what you think of first. I kind of want to go Danger Zone for some reason, but I got to throw down.
I mean, this is the badass fucking song.
I fucking love, and I've been having a little Prince Purple action lately. I'm trying to keep my Prince soul strong. I mean, come on.
It's super
know.
Sexy.
You got to love When Doves Cry, man.
Oh, we get a live version of it too.
I was curious what was going on.
Oh God, to have only been even fortunate enough to be at a Prince show to have heard that.
Ah.
Okay. Well, I guiltily have picked Billy Ocean.
I
mean, Billy Ocean was on fire this time, not to just even to throw it out there. And I gotta say, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going is just so good because Danny DeVito is in the music video. And if you stick around for the Danny DeVito saxophone solo, you're sold. I'm
DeVito
just saying.
Plays sax.
He rips it. I'm just gonna move right through this to the sax. There he is,
DeVito.
It's so good. This is from Jewel of the Nile, which I'm not gonna be telling that was a very good movie. 1985, dude.
Yeah, man. That's.
But you can still listen to that off of Love Zone. That's a Billy Ocean album. All right, hold on. Give me the. Wait. We're going to get the saxophone. So, hold on. Wait. It's coming. There it goes.
Oh, he's wailing. He's wailing.
Look at him.
He's not moving his fingers at all. He's wailing, though.
That is just so good, man. That is so good.
Fantastic.
And with that, with Danny DeVito playing saxophone, I can't think of a better way to start to wrap up this episode of The Earful.
Indeed, man. We've gone through our playlist. It's
yeah, we did, man. I think we had an interesting mix of songs that got played down. We had 12 tracks on there, plus we had our friend Jamiroquai at the top. Basically, we'll be doing this in a format that we did the first episode, so we'll post up the show in the description of the show. You're going to see basically all the tracks that we played. Feel free to go search those out for yourselves, either on iTunes or Bandcamp or whatever way you want to find those. Check them out. And I feel, too, we should start throwing it out to our fans, like, hey, is there stuff that you think we should be listening to? You should comment, throw us some thoughts.
If you come across some awesome jam that we don't know about, we would love to listen, I'm sure. Yeah,
that's
Please
what I'm saying.
Feel free to comment in the group or on our page, the Oh No Radio Show page.
That's right. And obviously, we are a bonus show for the Oh No Radio Show. That's every Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. on Mixlr.com/Oh No Radio Show. We got a brand new episode coming up this Thursday, or I guess it really depends on when you listen to this. So every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. And now we got to do the thing where we just pick a track and we go out on a track.
Time
Let's
to
see.
Go out. What's the jam? Do it, man.
Feeling Speedometer, because it was just so good.
God, I love Speedometer.
But yeah, Ty, this was fun. I mean, this was something that obviously the first one should have been, and I'm glad that we're doing this together. I think it's fun, and you pulled the trigger to make it a real thing,
and now that ambition's in the bag, we're here to do it.
I'm excited.
We need to do this bonus content thing. It's fun.
Yeah, and we hope that you guys enjoy it, and we're gonna try to put these out as frequent as we can. So enjoy them, and we're gonna take you out here with some Speedometer. So
please enjoy.
Later.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
I don't like his ears. They're too big. Elephants have big ears. They frighten me. Donkeys have big ears. They frighten me too. Gosh. I guess anything with big ears frightens me. That's a sad life for an American. Thank you.